Slim's door opened. He stepped out and slammed the door. Gravel crunched beneath his feet. He spoke.
Howdy. Are you having trouble?
A man's voice answered.
Howdy, neighbor. Yes, sir, this old pickup just quit on me.
Uh-huh. You from around here?
No, sir, just passing through the country. I'm from Oklahoma, over around Snaky Bend on the Canadian River. Ever been there?
Nope. I've heard they make moonshine whiskey over there.
Heh, I've heard that myself, but I can't hardly believe it.
What you got in the camper?
Say what?
You got anything in your camper?
Oh, that. No, sir, just my camping stuff. Tools, spare tire, junk. You in the market for a camper?
Nope, just curious. There's been some saddles stolen around here.
No. Well, ain't that terrible? This world just seems to get wickeder and wickeder. People don't have respect for nothing anymore.
Yep. What seems to be wrong with your pickup?
Well, it quit. All at once it just quit, like it wasn't getting gas or a spark.
I'm not much of a mechanic, but pop the hood and let's take a look.
I'd sure appreciate that.
They raised the hood. Then the stranger said,
Well, looky here. I've got a couple of pieces of chocolate candy left. Here you go.
Thanks.
They're kind of hard to chew. Sure would gum up a set of false teeth.
Huh? Sure would gum up a set of false teeth.
My head shot up, and I came flying out of my dream about the dancing T-bones. Unless I was badly mistaken, I had just been given an opportunity to redeem myself. I flew over the tailgate, hit the ground, and peeked around the back of the pickup. The stranger was facing east, with his back to me, so I couldn't see his face. But I saw that he was a small man with a slim build, that he wore sneakers on his feet, and a blue and white cap on his head. That was enough for me. The pieces of the puzzle were finally falling into place. The cap, the shoes, the pickup with a camper on the back, and most of all, the chocolate candy. That was the clincher right there, the chocolate candy. And his comment about how it would gum up a pair of false teeth. The same words, the exact same words he'd used in the saddle shed. All at once, I felt the juices pumping again. New life and excitement surged through my entire body. I'd had enough of guilt and depression, hanging my head and dragging myself around like a... I don't know what. A whipped dog, I suppose, although no one had actually whipped me. My confidence returned, that's the point. Mother Luck had brought this scoundrel back to me, and this time he wouldn't get away. Or if he did, it would be over my dad's body. Dead body. Over my dead body. Somehow, I had to get the message to Slim, who was draped over the front of the pickup, scowling at the motor. Now, wasn't that something? Everyone on the ranch had made a big deal about me watching the thief empty the saddle shed, and we'd heard a lot of talk about me being a dumb dog, right?